Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. Today's movement snack, we are going to cover some positions that you may notice yourself in when you are sitting. So whether you are a breastfeeding mom or not, these are things that you can practice and pay attention to when you are sitting doing something. So for that breastfeeding mom, they're holding their baby. But if you aren't in that stage of life any longer, think about something that you may be doing where you're holding something. So it may be something as simple as reading a book or drinking some coffee and writing in a journal. Anything like that, where you are holding something in your hands while you are sitting, because that's when we start to notice things changing in our body. And a lot of us hold a lot of tension when we are in these positions. So a breastfeeding mom, you may have that one shoulder that you're holding your child in is jutted forward and lifted up towards your ear because that feels secure to you. But if you think about it, you're just creating some added tension in your body. So you just want to think about relaxing, and you can place a pillow under your arm to kind of help relax you. Same thing when you're reading a book. If you've got your hands out in front of you, you may notice that your shoulders are rising up rather than relaxing that book in your lap or on a pillow. You can think about how your body feels and where things are tight. So if you, say, are reading a book, you may want to put a pillow in between your arms and your lap, so to speak, so that it's more natural and you don't feel like you're having to lift your shoulders up to kind of hold that book up. So that is my thought in regards to that. And hopefully with breastfeeding, you understand the same thing. Another thing we need to pay attention to when we're sitting and maybe breastfeeding, or also reading a book is just one that comes to mind, but also even holding your cell phone and scrolling through your cell phone. Here again is where that head's going to start to jut forward. Pay attention to where your tongue is in your mouth. A lot of us, as our heads jut forward, a lot of us press our tongue into our teeth, which I believe I've mentioned before. But these are things to start noticing and pulling back on, relaxing that jaw, making sure that there's no tension, you're not clenching your teeth, you aren't pressing down with our rib cage. So this is a very common one. This is something I do when I'm sitting. And if you are dealing with a belly pooch, or also known as like split abs or diastasis recti, you may be a rib gripper. And what this means is, if I think about not only having that shoulder, that rounded shoulder, I'm also kind of creating some tension right below my chest, my bra line. You may notice that your ribs grip. And one key thing to notice if you are a rib gripper is if you go look at yourself in the bathroom mirror and you see this skin line, so to speak, you see this line where your body kind of folds over and it's right underneath your bra line, you are probably a rib gripper. And that skin line is kind of an indicator of you doing that. So these little things on our body kind of can clue us into what we may be doing, these wrinkles, so to speak, on our body, may be indicators of what we are doing in our life that could be creating these things. Now, of course, I never want to say that you shouldn't be in a position. The goal is to keep you moving through different positions and being aware of the positions you're in, because that is going to be what makes a difference in the health of your body and how you move. So what I want you to do is pay attention the next time you're sitting down, holding something in your hands, whether it be your baby or whether it be a book or your cell phone or whatever it may be. Pay attention to how you are sitting, and do you notice tension anywhere? And if you do, make sure to reach out to me and I'm going to help you, provide you with ideas and tips to help you kind of move out of that position and see if we can get you into another position. And if you are liking the information I'm providing you, I do want to let you know that I offer a mom posture fix program that you can look into. And this provides you with tips and exercises and foam rolling techniques to help you work through some of these movement patterns that we talk about. There's also some mobility drills that you can go through. So if you're interested, you can go to formfitonline.com for more information in regards to our programs. And reach out to me if you have any questions. As always, feel free to join our Facebook community where I continue to share videos, and we do a Q&A once a month where you can ask me any questions you may have in regards to anything. I am here. My goal is to help provide you with more movement in your everyday life while also making sure that you're easing those minor aches and stressors that you have from just living in your natural mom body, which, let me just say, that's an amazing body. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.